A massive clean-up and recovery operation is underway on the midwest coast of WA, where a number of tourist towns have been wrecked by Cyclone Seroja. Kalbarri bore the brunt of the Category 3 storm, which struck on Sunday night. 70% of that town's buildings have been damaged. Yesterday, the State Premier, Mark McGowan, visited Kalbarri, describing the difficult times ahead for the community.
It's fair to say there's a lot of devastation. It looks to me like large parts of Kalbarri and other communities near here are a war zone.
Some of the residents of the town got their power and phone services back on late yesterday, which must have been a huge relief, and many still relying on generators. Ralph Blundell is a Kalbarri local of 25 years, former president of the Kalbarri Fishermen's Association. Ralph Blundell, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Ralph, the Premier went and had a look and he said it looks like a war zone. Can you describe what your town looks like at the moment?
Well, I never thought I'd see this town looking like the Pilbara towns or a hurricane victim in Florida. It's just debris scattered everywhere, roofs off, vegetation stripped from trees. I've been here for 45 years and we've had, to my recollection, one cyclone passed directly over us in that time, which was back in about 1978, and it was nowhere near this amount of damage.
What about your own place? How did you fare?
I fared very well. We were very lucky. The house held. We've got no house damage at all, and we just lost a fence and, of course, a lot of large trees snapped off and uprooted and yeah, we've lost the fence and the clothesline. Yeah. That's it.
We're really lucky. I've seen those images. So many people lost roofs and everything that goes with that. Were you inside at the time? What did it feel like? What did it sound like? I've heard someone describe it sounding like a freight train coming through your house or a truck hitting your house.
It was a roar. It was a real roar. We were there was very little happening before 6 o'clock. It got dark and the wind and the rain did start to pick up a bit. And it was forecast to be passing pretty close to that time. But then it just accelerated really suddenly. It went from just a strong wind to past gale force and up to cyclone force in about probably 20 minutes. And it just got louder and louder. The rain was horizontal. We could hear a lot of noise outside. We could hear the noise of the wind, but we could also hear, we could hear various things crashing and breaking and we weren't going outside, obviously. Mm-hmm. We just sat inside. And
was it frightening?
At the peak of it, it was frightening, yeah. At the peak of it, we were, the house started to shake. We've got a two-story house, but it's pretty substantial, and it started to shake, and the windows were bowing in, even though they were behind some shelter. Mm. We went downstairs then.
And what about preparation? Because, as you say, you and others aren't used to this kind of thing. There was some notice given, but did people take it seriously? Were people prepared? Had they taped windows, barricaded windows, all that sort of thing?
I think people did take it seriously with this one because the forecast track was to come directly over town, and that was from 2 days out. The scary thing about it was that the forecast wasn't changing much. It really was lining us up. Mm. And I think people did take this seriously. Yes, I went to more preparation than I ever have before because I had a bad feeling about it, and we had everything that we could possibly put away and tied down and vehicles under shelter and then just hoped it wouldn't hit us, but it certainly did. You know, the eye passed just a couple of miles south of town.
Mm. I haven't been to Kalbarri, but it looks like a beautiful town on the seaside there with beautiful cliffs and pelicans, and in the images I've seen, this is a real blow in terms of timing. There was a community meeting yesterday. A lot of the locals went. How did that go, do you know?
I actually didn't attend myself. When I saw the sheer numbers that were there, my wife went. I said, you can relay the information to me. I was still busy working around town. We spent all of Monday just with a chainsaw. I was lucky I had my son here with us, and the three of us managed to get the driveways and the yard clear of all the heavy trees that had fallen. But we've still got stuff. We've got broken branches hanging up in trees, still large stuff that I can't get to. That'll have to come down at some stage. But the meeting, the feeling in the meeting, I think, initially it was disbelief that it hit us so hard. People seem actually fairly philosophical about it, the ones I've spoken to. the ones who had the severe losses are obviously a bit shell-shocked and the rest of us are just glad it didn't happen to us.
What about the businesses, particularly the tourism businesses? The first night after I saw on the news a couple of businesses saying, this is it for us, we're out. You know, their restaurant, their seaside restaurant had been wiped out, or their boat hire company had been wiped out because most of the boats had been destroyed. Is that the reality for a lot of people, the businesses, and for the town, the businesses won't come back?
It will be, look, I think something eventually will fill their place. If those people feel a need to leave, if their insurance doesn't cover them or they can't manage that, yes, I can see why they would want to do that. It was a very tough run initially with COVID up here because of the regional lockdowns. The town was very empty when it should have been full. Then, of course, it went the other way when the regional lockdowns were removed and the place was just absolutely full all year, and that actually had a wearing effect on some of these business owners. They were simply worn out, and they're glad to be making money, but worn out. And then this turns around and happens before our tourist season up through here is more winter than summer, because it's a bit, it's cooler here in winter. But now they won't be able to function. The restaurant you're talking about, absolutely destroyed. They can't be repaired. It'll be rebuilding.
Good luck to you and to everyone there. Ralph, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Fran. Goodbye.
Like all these places after a major natural disaster, the aftermath is out of the public glare and must be just terrible. Terrible to have to get things going again. Ralph Blundell is a Kalbarri resident and former president of the Kalbarri Fishermen's Association.